Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Black Autist Premium Podcast Network, where we have some guests in here, as always, to talk about nerdy things. First of all, we have the now out of the closet neo-nerd, Karen. What's going on?
What's going on? After listening to Scott, he makes me want to degrade myself down to below his son, because I know nothing about circuit boards or any of that stuff.
Well, none of that was recorded, so podcast listeners have no idea what we're talking about. And now you've ruined my intro. So let's it's all right. They read the description. They already know who's on the show. But we also have, as Karen kind of spoiled for everybody, Scott Hanselman, who if you might know from when I talked to him on Medium Talk, we reviewed Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Like two seasons ago, I think, or one last season, the first half of the season. It's Scott Hanselman, who you might know from his podcast, Hansel Minutes. Or how I found him, which was Ratchet and the Geek.
That's how I found him, yes.
Bring it back. I just got Lovey to commit to more episodes in 2015, so.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's great news, man. That's great news.
I missed that show.
Ratchet and the Geek's coming back.
And you can follow him on Twitter, S Hanselman. And you can also go to his website, ScottHanselman.com. What's going on, man?
I'm pretty happy to be back. I've been trying to get on this show for a minute.
Oh, no doubt, man. We've emailed back and forth, and like crazy shit happens, stuff comes up. I'll forget.
Life happens.
And then you come back, you're like, wait a minute. Like, what happens for me? I don't know if this happens for everybody. I follow all people on Twitter, and they do or say something really cool, or you have a little interaction, and I'm like, that's right. I wanted to have that dude on the show. And then, like, you forget, and then, like, a month later, something else cool happens. You're like, I love this guy. Why isn't he on the show? So,
see, I do the same thing on Twitter. Why am I not hanging out with these people more often? Same exact thing.
So we got him back, man. And we also have a recurring guest. I mean, he's been on a lot of these shows, man. I'm at this point almost like an unofficial host.
Mm-hmm.
We got my man, the Wound Guy, Sterling. What's going on, dude?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. Appreciate you making it. You also suffering from nerd envy and looking around Scott's house?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I was happy with my Xbox. And now I'm like, but I need an arcade, though.
Right. Yeah, I need to step my game up, man. Get my nerd on up in here. All right, man. Well, here at the Nerd Off, we keep it pretty simple. We're going to read this one email that we got, which is kind of old. Then we're gonna go through what we've been playing, watching, like TV or movies, and then reading if we're reading comic books or, you know, some other such nerddom. And then we'll do some news. There's not a ton of news, honestly. Even though we took that long break, I was expecting to be just bombarded with news, but
right,
really not that much, nerd news necessarily. At least not that we didn't already know. So let me first start with the email we got. Our man AJ the Engineer writes in, hey Rod, Karen, Chris, and Sterling. Well, Chris isn't here, so I think we'll just put Scott right there. Merry Christmas, y'all. I feel like this is the best year to be a gamer. My homie got Assassin's Creed Unity the day it was released. Wait, how does that make it the best?
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah. So it started on a low note. Now, the day it was released, and he told me up and down how bad the glitches were during his first hours of playing. I got the game this week and hadn't noticed any issues at all. I like having to decide whether I'll get a game on disc to maybe sell it back or to download it digitally. This is the first time I've ever purchased a game twice, which was Grand Theft Auto 5. I know it's some nerd shit, but I'm loving all the small details that have been added in the next generation version of Grand Theft Auto. It's really showing the power these consoles have. First person mode is too damn cool. Oh, they added first-person mode to it?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, damn.
Yo, it's quite amazing. Like, it changes the whole game. Like, playing GTA 5 in first-person makes it feel like a different game altogether.
Mm.
It's like playing Skyrim.
Yeah, like, you notice all the idiosyncrasies. Like, you'll end up wanting to walk more than drive, because you'll see so much more shit happening on the street.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay, well, Like, I might have to buy that again.
Mm-hmm. Does it play similar to Skyrim? Like,
I'm just using Skyrim as an example of, like, Skyrim lets you switch between first and third, so it's just right. Like, I'm over here and I'm looking at my guy's back, and then suddenly it's like, I'm up with the arms, you know, all you can see is the arms, and you're going like that.
Okay. Yeah, man, I might have to check that out, man. I didn't even know they had done that as the update. Because the commercials of Grand Theft Auto, no offense to Grand Theft Auto, they're all the same. It's like,
right.
Music you remember from your childhood, and then people doing crimes.
Yeah, that's all. Like, and they added so much. They added like all brand new music. They added more cars. Of course, the game looks better. They added more animals and shit. Added more activities. Heists are finally coming in early 2015, which I don't believe. And a whole bunch of other stuff. It's just awesome. Like, in first person mode, my favorite thing might be just running down the street and punching people in the back of the head.
Well, that's just in real life or in the game?
In the game.
Yeah, that might be.
I like to run down the street in real life, but I do that in third person.
Drugs are the best. C says, I also love the fact that when there is an issue with this or any game, we can all get a patch downloaded and be back gaming. Mm-hmm. Did y'all see the new trailer for the Grand Theft Auto Heist? I love how Lester says, I know you've been complaining, but you weren't ready yet. I think that was a big fuck you to the people griping about Rockstar pushing the release date back. I love Rockstar for actually wanting a quality product to be on the shelves and would really like for these other gamers to shut the hell up. Anyways, y'all, what games or comics or other nerd shit do you plan to catch up on during the Christmas break? Thanks for all the great shows in 2014. Peace, AJ the Engineer. All right, there were a lot of questions. I'm going to go back and try to, like, break it down so we could all get our opinions in on different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he brought up that I thought was really interesting is the idea of games as like a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are normally upset by this. Like, they don't like too much DLC. They don't like too much, too many patches or the game has glitches and stuff. Well, because back in the day when you didn't really have an option to digitally fix your game, we got used to games just being complete. So if they sucked, they sucked, which, you know, which happened a lot. But if they were great, they were typically finished. So maybe they pushed the game back a few times, but when you get it, it's done. Now you're more likely to get something on a release date that they promised, but it may have some glaring glitches. And then over the next few weeks, they fix those glitches. And then you kind of have the game that they promised you.
Right. They don't charge you for these to fix this, so you're not spending no extra money.
No, but you might spend time playing a game that's essentially broken or malfunctioning on some level, and a lot of people don't like that.
Okay, because I am willing to embrace new technology, I don't have that issue because I think you pay for a game, and if it has issues because they can do it digitally now, they can almost fix these problems versus you get a game, it got an issue, it's just a fucked up issue. Like, it's not something they can continue to improve on.
Okay.
But they get patched, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is the question about digital versus not digital, and like whether or not people, like, I prefer to have it in my hand. Like
okay.
I know that people, like, if I buy a digital game, it's out of my mind. Like, if it's not pinned to my start screen, I forget I have it. I just remembered yesterday I had Wolfenstein. Like, shit, I paid $50 for Wolfenstein. I never even played it before.
Yeah.
But I knew I wanted to play it at the time. But, like, I got Assassin's Creed right here in my hand. I'm not going to forget it because I own this right here.
Okay. Okay.
But they both get patched when you run them. What I feel about is about resale value. Like, I'm going to sell this.
Okay.
When I'm done. And I'm going to get $30 for it. That means this game cost me half price. But digital, I mean, I'm going to lose access to that account maybe someday. I don't trust digital.
And I guess for me, the problem that I have is that when Xbox originally came out with and they laid out everything they wanted to do, they addressed all of this. But people complained and they made them give up the shit that would have mattered, you know, cause they was like, hey, you can trade it with your friends. Hey, we got a store, you know, so they would have fixed these issues. But because a lot of people don't want to embrace, because to me, I'm the opposite of you. If the shit ain't on that Xbox One, I'm not fucking playing it. I like to say, Xbox, go to Assassin's Creed. Xbox, go to this, go to that. I'm lazy. I'm a lazy gamer. So for me, I'd be like, oh shit, now I gotta get my ass up, put the disc in, change the disc out. oh, now I gotta take my ass down to GameStop. So for me, I'm that lazy gamer. So,
well, they did. I do want to give props to something they did do, because I think what they're doing is slowly rolling out their original plan over time.
Yes.
so that it won't be so much change that people reject it just on its face.
Correct.
But one of the things they added to the digital thing that is kind of sneaky but really great is the ability to pre-download your game.
Right. Yeah.
So as opposed to going to get robbed at GameStop at midnight, right, I can just like stay in my house and at midnight just start playing a game I already downloaded. I love that option. And it's going to take stuff like that. It's going to take what they did with Xbox Live on Black Friday, where yeah, all of a sudden they were selling digital titles for cheaper than you could find them in some of the stores. Now, not cheaper than you could necessarily find some of them used, but enough to like add that convenience charge where you're like, well, I'll pay $5 extra to stay home and get Assassin's Creed.
Right.
Or do I want to go deal with Black Friday lines and pay $30 or pay $25 where it's actually cheaper, but I had to leave my house, get out of my pajamas. It's going to take stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Like, I think the biggest thing is going to be the digital marketplace need to come back for people that just don't, like Scott was saying, that they don't think they're going to have the game forever, don't want the game forever.
Correct.
But like for me, I have Assassin's Creed Unity, but I got it because I got it on sale for $15 digitally. Like, mm-hmm, there would be no way I got that game if it wasn't for that price. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I got the game from Gamefly, and then I saw what they did with the afternoon release review embargo, and I just sent it back. I'm like, I'm not playing this. Right. You don't trust your own game. With games like Assassin's Creed Unity, I felt like there was an issue with that game because of how broken it was. Like, they knew the game was broken. They hid things when they let people review it so you couldn't tell how bad the game was. Right. And you got a slew of people that bought it at midnight and didn't know the game was messed up. But that could have been fixed, and they could have just delayed it, so you know that issue could have gone away.
Right.
But there's other games where, like, you have Halo the Master Chief Collection, mm-hmm, which, for all intents and purposes, it worked. But when you actually try to go online with hundreds of thousands of people, you notice that your netcode didn't work because you're using four different netcodes from four different games, and the game still isn't as good as it could be online.
Right.
So on that issue, like, I'm okay with patches coming down a lot later for that. But things like Assassin's Creed Unity, I just wish they delayed it for a little bit and fixed it. Like, yeah, you know, really worked on it, because that kind of stuff, like, you know, you wanted so many people on the screen. That was supposed to be the big thing. You knew before you sent that game out to go get pressed on disc that when you go see all those people on the screen, your frame rate is going to drop. Right. Like, that happened when you were offline. So you could have waited and just pushed that back. You know what I mean? But they wanted to get in those Q3 sales, so we had to wait for the patches. But since the patches, you know, come in now like 3:00 in the morning while you're asleep because your Xbox does it automatically, yeah, I really don't care that much.
Yeah.
See, I do have a problem with the patches, though, particularly for casual gamers, more kind of occasional gamers. Mm-hmm. Like myself, like, I mean, I've got kids and I can only play when they're asleep. So I might play a game and then come back in 2 weeks to play it again.
Right.
So true story. 2 days ago, my dad came over and we were talking on the phone and he said, "You don't play any of that Call of Duty shit, do you?" You know? And I was like, "I don't think you really understand, like, how this works. When was the last time you played a video game?"
Right.
He's like, "Well, I played Leaderboard Golf on a Commodore 64. Like, "Well, I mean, things have been updated since then, Dad.
Right.
So we kind of made a father-son date. I said, "Come over. I'm going to give you a tour of modern gaming." Okay. Yeah. So I got my stack together, right? That's everything I got. And I said, "All right, Dad, here's a 2D scroller. Here's a first-person shooter. Here's the problem, though, to speak to what you guys are talking about. Three of these fucking games need to be patched. And not little 36 megs hang on there a second patch.
Right.
4 gigs patch." Mm. And then I said, "Okay, well, I'll just let that patch." I tried to load up Forza because I don't really play Forza that much.
Right.
4.6 gigs. Switched over to the PlayStation 3, put in, Little Big Planet.
Right.
2 gig patch.
Wow.
I got two machines patching simultaneously. My dad's like, "Yeah, I guess modern gaming is pretty amazing."
Right. If you have 20 minutes to wait, you can play some games. I definitely think the reliance upon the patch, could definitely be a hindrance. Although I'd like the ability to patch, for console games, because I really do think sometimes you have a great idea and you just need to be able to execute it better. And like for me, Arkham City, which got really bad reviews when it came out because it was so glitchy, I got it the first day. I didn't have as many glitches as other people. I didn't even really know it was as glitchy as people were saying. Like, I was playing other stuff. Then by the time I got to it, it had a patch. I didn't have any issues played through it. I have a completely different experience than most of my friends. Most of my friends hate that game, and I love it because I didn't play it for a month or whatever. I do like that ability. I just kind of wonder how much, I mean, I guess we won't know unless we get to talk to some game studio people, but like, or can get them to tell the truth, but like, how much of that is them going, oh, we'll just patch it? Or how much of it is actually like, guys, the game is broke. I did not know that.
I mean, I can speak a little bit to that. Mm-hmm. I work for Microsoft. I don't work for Microsoft Games, but there's different levels of like, when do you decide to ship a product? There's the ID software like John Carmack Doom. It'll ship when it's done. Mm-hmm. And you can do that when you're Doom and you have a shitload of money and you're John Carmack and you're like, well, we don't really need to ship the next version of Doom. So it's going to ship when it's done.
Right.
That's like chief architect style. And then there's, we need to ship for Christmas and Halo's coming out before Christmas. I don't care what happens. Cut levels, shut, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Oh. Get that thing out. Then we'll patch it. I'm not saying that specifically about Halo, but that example of like, is it date driven? Is it feature driven or is it when it's done driven?
Okay.
Oh, I never
thought. They got to hit a date, right? You got to come out with the Big Hero 6 game when the movie comes out. You will ship that fucking game.
Okay. Yeah. No, which is, I think, a big reason why movie video games
are terrible.
Are typically horrible.
Remember The Matrix?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
God.
Why would you bring that up? I got PTSD.
I saw that for a dollar at the local retro place and I was like, hey, Jada, it's Jada. And then it's like The Matrix. I'm like, oh, I remember how bad this game was.
It was so bad, man. Karen, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I have a question, and maybe because I don't understand. Whenever you get a game and you put a game, like our games are downloaded, right?
Right.
Whenever a patch comes out, does a patch automatically patch on its own, or do you have to go and say, hey, patch my shit?
Well, it depends
on settings.
Yeah, it depends on the settings. And it also depends on the game. Like, some game, like with our digital, because we buy all our games digital. So
on Steam or on Xbox?
Xbox One. I just love being able to say Xbox Go to blah, blah, blah. I love it. Yeah. Love it.
And you have an external hard drive, right?
No, actually, all my stuff is on my regular hard drive. the only thing I'll do is I'll clean games off sometimes. So if I don't, like, say if I get Metro, like I got Metro on sale. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was like,
that was a good sale.
Yeah, well, exactly. It was such a good sale.
It was like $15. Yeah, I'm going to buy that. I don't even know what this game is, but it's $15.
Right.
Exactly. I went and looked up some reviews. I was like, got to pull the trigger on this. So I played it. I beat it. It doesn't take up a lot of room anyway, but once I beat it, it doesn't have a lot of replay value. So I just delete the download, but obviously, you don't lose your ownership of your download. You can always re-download it or whatever, but chances are I'll never play it again. But for $15,
there's two USBs on an Xbox One, the side and the back.
No, yeah. There's three.
My kids use the side for Skylanders. Mm-hmm. In the back, I plugged in a little $50 USB 3 Target 750 gigs. I put all my games on that. So I have all my apps local, all my games on the external. And there's word, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's rumor that things run a little faster with the external
drive. I've heard that. Yeah.
If you get a USB, well, it has to be USB 3, mm-hmm. but you have to have a SATA 3 connection, and it has to be 7,200 RPMs or above.
And then it's faster.
Yeah. Yeah. It significantly bump it up.
Yeah,
because I think inside they use a SATA 2 connection, and it's only 5,400 RPMs.
Right.
But once you bring it up, like, you'll notice your load time starts speeding along.
Okay. That's dope.
So,
man.
I mean, it's little Target hard drive stick in the back. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And works great. And I have like, I think it's 400, 500 megs full. I don't even think about like managing my storage. I recommend it.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, I always go check it, and I'm ready to pull the trigger on that at any moment. I just hadn't, I probably also because I didn't get NBA 2K this year. So I haven't gotten that 40 gigabyte game yet.
Yeah.
Last year I had NBA 2K and I looked at my hard drive space after that. I was like, what the fuck? Like how,
I got like 10
how
games and it's like 40 gigs each rather. So.
Wow. Holy
Forza, like multiple discs.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta suck it up and do it.
I got a terabyte hard drive in the back and it's full.
Mm.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, and that's with my like main hard drive being full too.
See, I think it's just luck because I had Forza and I didn't like it. This is when I first got the console. Mm-hmm. I went and bought a bunch of like games, and then you have to download them to your hard drive anyway. It was so many sales I couldn't pass it up. I just had to get it. So I went. It was like they were giving away games. Like you on the Xbox One. Buy one, get one
for free. You know, like all types of sales.
So anyway, I got these games and I just didn't like Forza. Like it was too real. It was too real of a game. Like
it was creeping my dad out.
Yeah, it freaks me out. I
loaded it up and he was like, "So this is a movie?"
Right.
Like, he's like, "So why are we watching this movie about? Is this Top Gear? Is this a show of Top Gear?" I'm like, "No, this is like not real." And I explained to him how they drove around taking pictures of the asphalt, making textures and stuff. And he's just like, "I don't think people are supposed to look at things like this."
Dude, I hate to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but I got to echo your sentiments of your dad. I played that game, and I was so bad at it because I kept thinking about how I was messing my car up.
Dude, like I play Forza Horizon 2, and I'm okay with that. But the Forza That's 5, great. I can't play because I just drive slow. Like instinctively, like I don't want
to mess. Like if I get close to somebody, if I'm playing like Need for Speed, I will sideswipe the hell out of a motherfucker. But when I'm playing Forza, I'm like, let me just slow down.
No, I play Forza like Mario Kart.
No way.
I'm like, you motherfucker. I admire like the scratches on the side of my Mercedes SL.
I just keep looking at it like how much does this cost to fix? That's how I look at my car.
I mean, you acting like that y'all new insurance rates.
It was really stressing me out, Karen. I had to get rid of the game. I've never been that stressed out playing a driving game in my life, man.
Well, don't feel bad. You know, that's how I feel about them Call of Duty first person shooter games. That shit stresses me out.
Yeah. Like, you get in a crash in Forza, you feel like you have to exchange insurance information.
You know what stresses me out is like these Splinter Cell things.
Oh.
I want to go in and shoot everybody like Doom. And this game will not let me do that. Nope. Like, why won't you let me be great, Splinter Cell?
You really won't. Stealth games
It's like you make too much noise.
They are the I'm gift and the tense. Curse.
I'm trying to crack this dude's neck. Man, screw it. Oh, no. And then, of course, if somebody slaps Sam Fisher upside the head, he dies.
Yes, exactly. There's a game, Thief, that's out, and it's on sale on Xbox Live now. Mm-hmm. I refuse to get it because it's just, I can tell I'm going to be stressed. Sitting in a corner in the dark for the whole mission, like, oh, wait, is that a shadow? Nah, I'm just going to wait it out. Oh, man.
I hate waiting it out. It's like I've been sitting in this level for 30 minutes waiting for that dude to walk away. I'm whistling, throwing sticks at him.
Yeah, and the AI has gotten too realistic. And so, like, before, like, when Tenchu came out, one of the first stealth games that I really enjoyed, the AI was simple. It was the guy takes the same route once every like minute and a half.
It resets itself.
Yeah. And if he finds a dead body, he's like, oh, that's weird. And he'll like start walking.
Start his routine again. He'll reset.
Yeah. But now the guys are like, you know, he goes to smoke a cigarette, but sometimes he'll go get coffee. Sometimes he'll take a break. Sometimes he goes to sleep. Sometimes he doesn't go to sleep. Sometimes if he sees like a flashlight, he'll go over there and investigate it. He'll follow your footprints. He'll call his buddies. I'm like, dude, this is too much like real life.
He's like, oh man, Fred's dead. No, he's just sleeping. Just let him.
Let him be.
He's all right. It's a flesh wound. Just let him sleep it off, man.
He just needs a break, man.
Just walk. Step over the dead body.
Yeah. Like,
you hide the body, the gun is still there.
Like, right. Yes.
Random AK on the ground.
Like, yeah, I miss the days when they just say, where are you? And then, like, when they gave up, they'd actually be like, I give up, you know? But now it's not like that anymore. So, back to this, these questions in this email. He also brought up, the trailer for the GTA heist or whatever. I did not see the trailer for the GTA heist.
Me either.
I only heard people that still don't believe it. So
it seems amazing. I have a feeling it's not going to come out till like May. I don't care though. I saw what they were doing with it and I fully understand because they had to go from a point. Nobody's made a fun heist of anything. Like
Payday 2?
What'd you say?
Payday 2?
No, still not Payday 2 because you're still playing just one person in Payday 2. And Payday, and like you're just doing one thing. Like there's no getaway driver, if I'm not mistaken, in Payday 2. Like you just got to your location and left. In GTA 5, somebody has to be the getaway driver. Somebody has to do this. It's it might be fun for me if I'm robbing a bank, if Karen's cracking a safe, okay. Rod got the security down. But how's it fun for you if you're sitting in the car for an hour and a half? So what they did was they had to really rework it. Like, I think they said like 5 or 6 times, so it was fun for everybody the entire time. So when you came to that final moment, it was like you're all doing something, not like this, you know, the one guy just sitting there holding the X button for however long. Like it seems really good, but I have a feeling
that would be hard to make it fun for everybody.
Yeah,
like at some point, it's going to be like, set it off, and people are going to get killed, and everyone's going to take my money.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, personally, I only wanted GTA for the heist because I wanted to be the loose cannon in my crew of people that would, you know, do things the wild way. I wanted to, like, you know, shoot up the bank and shit when they were supposed to be just asking for money, and you know, I wanted people to be like, oh no, you know, we said we want to go take any lives or whatever. Like, I wanted to be that dude. And then the longer that the heist got delayed, the less interest I had in GTA, because like, what's the point of a heist if you don't have the one crazy shady dude who's in it for himself? And since I didn't get to be that, I was just like, I'll go play another game. So
I'm still hoping to give it a chance, cause I got it for the Xbox One. But like I said, they just said early 2015. So whenever it comes, it comes, but it's been so long. I don't care anymore. Like,
you ever pre-release a game? You're pre-order a game so far in the future that when you come out, it's like surprise.
That has happened.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I do have that. Like back in the day when GameStop used to call you.
Yes.
Yeah, your game, they're like, I ordered that.
And you only had to put $5 down too.
Back in the day.
So you like, it's like you didn't even miss the money. You just get a call. It's like, so Doom is in. You're like, was that in 1984? Is $5?
Doom forever. What the?
Like, games were $20 when I gave you that. I need my money back. I can't afford this.
Amazon will send me a tracking code. Like,
right.
You know, Arkham whatever's on the way. I'm like, shit, I ordered that a year ago.
Yes. Awesome.
I have a UPS code now. I do all of that. Everything I do is Amazon Prime. Y'all ordering your stuff digitally? Prime.
I got Amazon Prime.
We do love Amazon Prime.
I do love Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I do both. I go Amazon Prime so I can get the beta code and then delete it and just buy it digitally.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole setup. Like, I'll take any, like, you know how you take games back to GameStop to get money and stuff? What I do now is Best Buy always gives you, like, this credit for everything. It's like, here's some points. If you sign up for, like, their gamer rewards, I don't think, they give you points for that. So I get all my accessories from there. And then they'll be like, here's $20. And I just turn that shit into an Xbox Live card. Like, it's like a crackhead. Mm. Like, it's all.
That's a good idea.
It's the only thing. Everything's either Xbox Live card or things that can be turned into Xbox Live cards or things I don't need. That's it.
Why not Craigslist?
I'm scared of Craigslist, man. I don't want to meet anybody late at night, and then being a big black dude, I might get shot.
People late at night. I meet him at noon at McDonald's. Out in the open where all the people
Okay. Maybe that's
seriously.
Rude.
Yeah.
Like, my kids love Skylanders, right? Mm-hmm. And Skylanders is a racket. Okay. And there's no way anyone's making any money out of Skylanders, but I buy them used and I sell them used. It's like Thomas the Train Engine. Like, those things are like gold. They're always like, if people are investing in gold and silver, Thomas the Train Engine and Skylanders. Like, when the apocalypse comes, I'm sitting on a mother load of all that.
People going to be like killing each other with cans of food.
They're like, okay, it's Walking Dead time. Who has the Thomas the Train Engines and all the Skylanders?
Right.
It's been stockpiled.
We need shelter and Thomas the Train Engine. Hold up.
Yeah, see, look, Monkey Blood on the chat there said, meet in public. You're not buying drugs. Meet at McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Here's the problem.
All the time. I'm always selling iPhones on Craigslist.
Here's the problem with that for me. I don't like people in general.
Yeah.
Like, people are pretty much most of the problem with interaction in general. The more I can keep people out of a process, the more I like it. Like, even when I buy stuff from Best Buy, I always do the online pickup. So I just go to the store and I don't have to talk to anyone. I keep my headphones in. I hate people.
You keep your headphones on picking it up?
Yeah, I will pick my headphones on. Yeah, I hate people. it's really for them. It's not for me. Why would you want to talk to an asshole if you get a
I like the deal. Like, I like making the deal. Like, I like the drive. I like the getaway. Right?
The getaway.
Like, that dude just paid $50 for a 5-year-old copy of Splinter Cell. Holy, he just got away with something. Start driving. Drive fast and smooth.
Go, go, go. You just go.
This is what he just did.
You just run to the car with your wife already in it. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I would be a terrible accomplice.
I love getting away with something on Craigslist.
Yeah, I would be bad. The biggest reason for me for Craigslist, because we read too many stories that go terribly wrong. That's why I'm afraid of Craigslist.
We do have podcast confirmation bias from all those ratchet stories of things going wrong.
People getting stabbed and shot. Yeah. And
it's not really fair, though, but yeah, that's probably...
that sounds like Craigslist. No.
Like, in McDonald's? Where are you all meeting these people?
No, you just read these stories, and it'll be like, this dude got robbed on Craigslist, and all you hear is robbed and Craigslist, and you just start...
Right.
It's, like, it's Pavlovian. I gotta get over it, man. I gotta fight myself. That's all.
What you need to do? You need to let me be your Craigslist broker.
Now, see...
I'll take 10%.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that. You, first of all, you could use, like, because the other thing I worry about, you know, is I always have to worry about how I'm being perceived. Like, I don't want to, like, show up and be waiting in a mall, like, somewhere, and a guy's like, oh, I know it's a big black guy. All right, I'm not going to give this game.
Yeah, I will give you that. I do have Craigslist privilege.
Yeah, yes, so yes. I could just have, like, if I could have, like, a token, like a dude that I just send out there for me.
Yeah, I'll be your Cyrano.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm like... Hey everybody, I'm Rodimus Prime. I'm here to play. Yeah, like, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's like
a
and ear.
I'll give you the money. Yeah, I'll take a little bit off the top.
Give you a Bluetooth and stuff. And like,
yeah, man, yeah, exactly. You talk in my ear. Yeah.
You tell them $45 or nothing.
Yes, exactly.
All right, and now let's thanks, AJ.
That sounds like a Key and Peele sketch.
It really does.
Michael Ford just says like white avatar.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
You might have to make that. Like, somebody's going to make that. BuzzFeed or Key and Peele is going to make a white avatar. It was our idea first. Michael Ford in the chat. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm writing that down. It's probably the title of the show. The things we got to get into, first of all, what have we been watching? Games we've been playing, and if you've been reading any like comic books nerd stuff. So I'll start with you first, Karen. What have you been watching, reading, or playing?
I've been watching what most people have been watching. I hadn't finished, but I've been watching The Arrow, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Roger will tell you that Roger and Chris got me started on Arrow. Like, they had already watched like the whole first season. And they had raved about how good it was. And I was like, oh, okay. And I think I started and then went to go do something else. And so then I went back and I started again. Season one is on Netflix. And when I started, Roger would tell you, I watched like 2 seasons in like, what, a week and some change or 2 weeks max. And because like every time I got home, it was watching it. Breaks, weekends, I constantly watched. And I think I got so caught up that I made him buy like the end of the second season on Amazon Prime or something like that, because Netflix didn't even have a second season. I was hot because I was like, when's season 2 coming out?
Right.
And I can tell you, if you're not watching it, you need to get a life, because Arrow is greatness. I'm still like 1 or 2 episodes behind.
Yeah.
And
I really enjoyed the crossovers they done.
Right.
With Flash. Cool. It was so well done. And the whole time I was watching the crossover, I just kept thinking, like, this is basically the WB. Like,
right.
Like, this is like the CW is knocking this out of the park. I can't believe it. It felt like when you read a comic book crossover and capturing that feeling and bringing you back kind of like to that kid feeling, really hard to do, but they did it, man. And I don't even know what the second half of the season will be about,
right,
really. And I don't even care, because they just keep doing such a good job.
It's like, to me, it's like they keep outdoing themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of the things where is one of the few shows that I can say that I truly get hype, I get geeked. Is it, as far as like standards, you know, people have their standards. It might not be the best at everything, but it's one of the few shows where Roger said this, and I got to the point where now I understand when it ends, the end of the episode, it's always, oh shit, motherfucker, what the hell is going on? It'd be like the end. You'd be like, fuck, now I gotta wait another motherfucking week.
I contend that Arrow and, Flash to a lesser extent, but especially Arrow.
Right.
They end TV shows the best of any TV show on TV right now, because you, it always ends on a cliffhanger,
right.
But it's always a revelation, and it'll cover up for a bad show. Like, sometimes the show is kind of like, you'll be like, man, I knew this was gonna happen. It's kind of boring and predictable. I don't think I like this episode. And then the end is like, and his sister is a, is this, and you're like, what? And then it's off till next week. So then your mind goes, I like that. I really did like that episode, even if you really didn't. Scott, what were you gonna say? There's another show.
It's not a comic show, but I mean, I have watched How to Get Away with Murder and almost smacked myself and my wife. Yeah. You're sitting there and you're just like,
yeah, every week.
You know, just like somebody's got to get slapped at the end of the show. I don't know who's getting slapped, but somebody needs to get slapped because I don't even know what just happened.
Yeah, Shonda has been on fire with How to Get Away with Murder and the endings. Same thing. Sometimes I'll be like, this show is pretty much the same as it was last week. I guess it wasn't going to be a good, what?
I hear what you're saying. I didn't mean, she's not a superhero, but when she was taking her wig off and she did her earrings, I was like, oh no.
Oh man. She pulled out that, phone.
Snatch a wig.
She pulled out that phone and asked him why Tina's on a dead girl's phone. I said, you cannot end like this, Shonda. You cannot snatch my soul.
Yes. I did a little church stomp because I didn't know what to do. I was stomping around the house. Like, you can't do that live. You got to watch that shit a week later so that you have one extra on the TiVo.
Yes. Like, I, How to Get Away with Murder would end, and then I would watch the news expecting news about How to Get Away with Murder. Like, so then what had happened? Like, was it a murder tonight?
People taking notes.
This just saying, Annalise Keating is suspected of murder. She pulled out that phone and killed that dude. See you next week.
Right.
All right. What else, Karen?
No, before we move on.
Oh, go ahead.
And then, Scott, what Roderick does after, I hadn't seen that episode, right? So after the episode, I'll be asleep. He'll wake me up and be like, why is his dick on the phone? I'm like, huh? Who? Huh? What dick? What are we talking about here?
Karen will be asleep after I watch How to Get Away with Murder because it comes on so late, and she'll just go to bed. And I'll come in while she's sleeping, wake up and be like, why is your penis on the dead girl's phone? And she's like,
that is such a couple's problem, you know?
Right.
It is.
Like, I have the same situation. Like, if she's not going to get on board and like dedicate herself to watching the shows with me, then who am I going to talk to? What are we going to do?
Yeah. And we have a podcast together, so I can't even talk about it on the show. Like, this week, did you see what happened? Cause Karen doesn't give a damn.
Mm-mm.
Like, I had to wait till we get a good guest on so I could be like, forget Karen. We're just going to talk about it anyway. Anyway, but go ahead, Karen. What else are you ruining for me?
That, Gotham.
Are you finished with Gotham?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still one episode behind.
Gotham is actually, it's going to be really interesting what they do with the second half. Mm. I love Gordon. That character is going to be interesting to see where they take him, where it goes. Mm. I'm excited about that show coming back. It's like a crime cop TV show.
Oh, everybody knows what it is, Karen. Anybody listening to this already know what Gotham is.
Oh, my bad.
But you know what is interesting about that, though, is...
Yeah, it's Batman before anything interesting happens.
Yeah. it reminds me so much of the I think it was Gotham PD is the name of it, comic books, which I loved. Now Batman was around during this time, but it was basically like, how do police deal with this corrupt city that it takes a man with a mask and a $1 billion budget to fight crime? Cause obviously they're not well equipped and everything's over their head. And it gave you like a respect for the Gotham PD that you did not have if you only read Batman. Cause it's like, oh, that's right. Someone has to be the guy that Mr. Freeze freezes his arm off. Like, that has to be a guy. Like, in a Batman comic book, it's just that dude. You never know his name. You're like, man, one of those cops got frozen. That's crazy. But then when you read Gotham PD, you're like, oh, and then that dude had to go on medical leave, and then he lost his job. Now he's become a private eye, but that's not working out because he only got one arm. Like there's a whole thing behind it. So I like it from that angle. And I still do have a big, prediction. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but I predict that this series goes on for like 2 to 4 years. And then 1 year they just come back and it's Batman.
No.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I think it's the only way to get Batman on TV, man.
They're going to have to fast forward a lot. I mean, that little boy's 12.
Yeah, they're going to have to. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, stop Gotham when Bruce leaves to go get trained. Remember, like, you know how he leaves Gotham for, like, however many years? I wouldn't be surprised if they just, like, all right, he's, you know, 17 now and he's gone.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Birds of Prey?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an under-respected show.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot to work around with the concept of heroes and what heroism means and cops and what the city of Gotham as a character means. And you don't have to just do Batman, in my opinion. Like, you can still have an interesting show. And I like the concepts of Gotham more than I think I like the show, but it's interesting enough to keep me watching. So,
totally true.
Karen, anything else?
Oh, yes. Also, I want to say this before we move on from Gotham. I want to steal all of Jada Pinkett's outfits. Oh my God. Every time she walks in the room, her outfits are everything to me. I was like, who the fuck dresses you?
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this? My white friends, they all watch Gotham. They're all dudes. They do not like Jada Pinkett's character.
I love her character.
And I'm the exact opposite. Uh-huh. I'm like, the more her, the better the episode for me. Like,
correct.
It is the Jada show, right? I mean, right. I watched it. I thought it was Hawthorne. Part two.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in the middle of season three of Hawthorne. I just watched the wedding part over and over again. I mean, my wife knows Jada's on the list. I mean, woman is 43 years old.
Yeah, man.
Let's just appreciate that for a second. Let's just let that drink that in.
Right.
She put a picture. She put a picture of her mama on Instagram the other day.
Oh, my God.
And her mama was fine.
I saw
her mama was cut.
Yeah, her mama was fine. I said, what? It's genetic or something, man. Yeah. Listen, I'm just saying, the more Jada, the better for me. And, like, I was so shocked to hear them be like, well, you know, man, I just can't take, she's just so over the top. I was like, it's a fucking comic book show. The more over the top, the better.
But see, that's what's so great about Fish Mooney as a character, because the way that they would have done it is it would have been an old Italian dude in the back with a little sign that says reserved or whatever, you know, and he just goes completely over the top. You know who it would be? It would be Gary Oldman in The Professional.
Yes. Yes. Everyone. Exactly. Right.
But now it's Jada and they don't like her screaming everyone like that.
I think so too, man. And like, what's the point of having a comic book fictional world if you're just going to repeat the same, like, cliches in every, like, mob movie and every other? Like, mix it up a bit. This is where we can have some fun. And she's just chewing the scenery. She loves
she's
that.
She's chewing up the screen. It's fantastic.
Loves it. Oh, she's so good.
I think too many people are used to the Nolan Batman world. Like, they don't remember the other Batman before that.
Yeah, well, he did switch everything for a lot of people. Like, everything's darker now.
Yep.
You know? Karen, anything else before we move on?
Yes. The Flash, which we kind of touched on that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed The Flash and the storyline and where all that's going. And The Flash literally hit the ground running, if that makes sense. And it's been good all the way through. So I've really been enjoying The Flash.
Yeah.
And I know the season, like, recently ended before the last time, but The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, well, the fall season ended.
Yeah, prior to us doing this show again. So all that is what I've been watching.
Yeah, yeah, I love The Walking Dead as well.
Are you guys caught up on The Flash?
I am. Yeah, yeah,
yes,
I watched all of The Flash. Look,
yeah, I am.
The pacing on that show is perfect. And it's like The Arrow was a complete, like, trial run.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, but wait till we do The Flash. We won't need to build up any of this shit.
But it's significant to point out that I let my 6 and 8 year olds watch The Flash. They do not watch Arrow.
Yes. And you know what? And CW tonally, they get that. Like,
yes.
Like, even when they did the crossover episode, the Flash episode was, that had the Arrow on it was like totally, look how brutal this dude is.
Yeah, we were a little, they're like, okay, we're torturing people now. Okay, hi, kids.
Yeah.
It's funny because I didn't even realize he was torturing people until I was like, that's just what Arrow does.
Yes, me
he
too.
Just needed information.
It freaked me out.
I'm like, oh, wait, he is fucking crazy.
That's my first grader.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Arrow and his eyeball daddy. Well, son, sometimes people need an arrow stuck in their eyeball.
I was looking at it like it was procedural. Like, yeah, you just got to put an arrow in them. That's where you start.
That's dude, and
that's
like,
where you see the arrow.
I was like,
yeah, that's step one.
And I was like a week behind or something, or 2 weeks behind when I started watching it. So the torture report had come out. And so I was like, well, duh, torture doesn't work. You can't do horrible things to people if they don't know it. They'll just make the shit up. And then when they showed the arrow torturing them, I was like, wow, this is so much more poignant right now. And especially when they showed everyone's reaction to it, which was like, he's a psychopath. You have to stop working with that crazy man.
Papa Joe was like, nah, he can't be around you.
Dude,
you
know? I was on their side. I was like, they're right, man.
Right.
He
talked to people for 3 seasons.
For 3 years, he's a torture. He learned to torture on the island. Like this.
Yes, he did.
He's a torture expert at this point. He's Jack Bauer. I sympathize with everybody that told Barry to leave him alone, and I'm kind of on their side. So
I just can't believe all the people that just disappeared. Because when Flash first got announced, there was a lot of people saying it couldn't be done. Like, you can't show those special effects on a CW show.
Right.
Then what did you get in the last episode? You got him fighting Reverse Flash, which looked perfect. Out of nowhere, Firestorm comes.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, and then he flew away. He just freaking flew away.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I just paused it at that moment and walked away for a minute. I needed myself, like, just catch myself. I wasn't expecting
when he flew away, I was just like, this is Nerd Utopia right now.
Because, like, when he hit him with the blast, I was like, okay, now we go to commercial. And then he flew away. I was like, oh, shit.
It was so, and it was so casual. He's just like, don't ever try to find me. And you're just like, oh, man.
I was like, did he flame and go away? What's happening here?
He can fly. Oh, yeah. I love that show, man. Like, probably best new show for me for 2014, so which is high praise, because 2014 actually had some really good TV this year. Karen,
yes, it has.
What about playing or reading? Did you want to bring
up? I hadn't been playing anything, and I ain't gonna lie. And probably the biggest reason why is because in my room, I still have the Xbox 360. We hadn't upgraded yet. Well, Roger hadn't upgraded, which means I get the hand-me-down. So I'm
You know, you can always go in there and play the Xbox One because it has your logon in there already. So
it's not like
it changes anything. Like, it won't count against mine.
Oh, so I can go play your stuff and it account for my points?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the Xbox One, all the games are restricted to the console, not the gamer tag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so you hadn't known that all this time?
But nigga, I'ma do that soon then. Nobody told me.
She's like, shit, I want those games, but I ain't got them.
Like, right. I was looking at my console like, I ain't got them on my console.
How selfish would I have to be? You've been thinking I was that selfish all this time for a year? I got Titanfall. I got Titanfall. I don't know what you got.
I didn't know.
Good luck.
I thought it was linked with your tag.
No, remember when I showed you how to play, what's the game about? What was it? Something of Light?
Child of Light.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, that game was fun.
And it count for you, right? Because you would log in, not me.
Yes.
That, yes.
Oh. Okay.
With every game. Every game is like that.
Oh, well, that shit. I'm going to start playing more of your stuff then.
Well, yeah, not just that, but I got an email. Your game's coming back. Fable. Come back.
You know what? Now I know people get geeked about all different shit. It's stuff that I know Roger Glove that I could give two fucks about because I don't play them. But this is my motherfucking shit right here. This is like, I love me some motherfucking Fable. I have played Fable 2 and Fable 3 for I don't know how many hours. I will beat that shit, erase all my shit, and go and play the whole damn thing all motherfucking up. See, that's how bad of a geek I am. I'm sorry. Play the whole shit all over again. Just so I can play it because I really love the game. There's very few games that I would do that with. And for me, this bitch better be good because that, when they redid the Fable 1, because I never played Fable 1. I came in on Fable from Fable 2 and 3. And when they did the remake, right now, I ain't even gonna lie. I should have listened. Roger's been playing video games longer than me. He told me, he was like, look, whenever they do this, they'll never do it right when they do a remake. And it's
no, it wasn't a remake. No. It was, they were putting out, like, Fable, what was it?
One.
Mm-hmm. But it was, digitally, like, you know, they updated the graphics. Yeah.
Right. So he warned me. He was like, look, technology has came a long way and they've improved shit. So when you play this, it's probably going to be bad. And I was like, well, I want to get the whole experience. You know how you want to collect all the cars. I was like, well, I want to collect all the cars. I wish I had did that shit, because we bought that shit and it had a major glitch in it. And I went online and everybody was talking about this glitch, and I was like, you know what? Fuck you. So I'm gonna tell you right now, this Fable 4 better be good.
It will be, because it's designed for the Xbox One. It's new. It won't be a retread of the old one. So you don't even have to worry about that. I'm just more
worried. Once you get that first 12 gig patch, you'll be solid.
Right. You just need 12 gigs of patch. Right. We're gonna buy you an extra hard drive, and then you're gonna play it.
We put like this. We better, because we probably gonna have the same problem we had before, because I'm going to tell you right now, Roger already know, whenever the drop date or the release date for the Fable come out, the Xbox is mine. Because I was going to be on that bitch all night long, probably playing for hours, having myself a good old time, because that's what I do.
It'll be all right. It's fine, Karen. Don't worry about it. What about you, Sterling, man? What you? Oh, wait, Karen, did you have something else? I'm sorry.
One more thing. What I've been reading.
Yes.
I have been reading Saga. Like,
nice.
Roderick, I got Roderick's old notebook. Mm-hmm. And he's been putting like all this
tablet.
Yeah. I don't know why I call it notebook.
It's fine.
He's been putting all this stuff on my tablet. So I finally figured out the controllers, because at first I didn't know how to control the screen. So I was like tapping shit, then I tap another screen, I'll actually go to the next comic or go to the end of the book, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I bouncing all around through the book? Mm-hmm. So once I got that down packed, it is a fucking great story. I'm like on number 9, and I am literally flying through. It's great storytelling. The graphics are beautiful in it. And I got some other things on it that I want to start reading.
Right.
But if you're not reading Saga, you have lost. Because everybody has been telling me how it's great, and they've been talking about it. And I was like, yeah. But I'm glad that I started reading it, because it is excellent.
Yeah, I like that I told you this for about a year, and then Karen goes, if you're not reading this, guys, you got to get up. You got to get up on this thing they've been telling you to read for a year.
Right, correct. Same thing with the Arrow. I know, yeah. I know I'm kind of behind. Please forgive me, but once I get there, I'm like, this is everything now. It's like, put like this. If it's new to me, I'm going to tell everybody. Right. I don't know nothing about it. I don't, you know, but I got somebody to experience
else, it. Somebody might not have believed me as well. And then now you just convinced somebody to start reading Saga. And it is
please
great.
Please do.
Yes. I love the storytelling. I love how time moves around in there.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, sometimes an issue ends and it is with, like, a problem, but it'll come back, say, 3 months down the line. And that problem's kind of worked itself out in the background. And you just catch it from context clues. It's really cool. You know, like, you'll be like, oh, they have a relationship problem. But the next episode doesn't start with, like, you know, the relationship problem. It starts with, like, a bounty hunter's coming to kill them and blah, blah, blah. Then the next episode is like, you come back and you're like, oh, wait, she's got a job now. Whatever happened? They didn't get divorced? You know, I love that.
Right. And I can tell you this, it's not kid friendly.
Yeah, definitely.
No, because
work.
Because I was flipping through and I was like, oh, it's an orgy. Oh, it's really an orgy. That was like,
yeah, it's fairly adult friendly.
Right, very still adult friendly.
Prince Robot has got some crazy stuff going on in his head.
Yes, he do, and on his face too, because I was like, what the hell is happening here? Why is this? I had so many questions. Why is his face a TV screen and Sexton Town, whatever the fuck they call that place? I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
They actually, and it's really philosophical sometimes, like, they have one of my favorite things is where they're like, what's the opposite of war? What's the opposite of war? And everyone's coming up, peace, this, that. It's like, no, fucking. And I was like, that's kind of deep. Maybe it is the opposite of war. That I could see that. Sterling, man, what about you, man? What are your reading, watching, that stuff?
Reading was the same, Saga. Watching, thanks to you, The Librarians.
Yes, that's a great show.
Yes. It just feels right, yo. RIP to my nigga Cal. Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to go like that.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun show.
It is.
Yeah.
That whole Labyrinth Minotaur episode, mm-hmm. So dope.
Like, we needed something light, you know?
Yeah. It's similar to Buffy.
Yeah, and like, someone was like, I was saying, man, I really like this Librarian show. I don't think anybody's watching it, but it's actually pretty fun and funny. And they were like, yeah, I would watch it, but I need them to take it more serious. I was like, is that what we need on TV right now? No one's taking comic book stuff seriously enough anymore. Like, I kind of need something where, you know, I'm not worried about the people, like, being horribly murdered and tortured every week. I can deal with some funniness, some humor.
Definitely, definitely. For playing, Geometry Wars 3 came out, Dimensions, for the Xbox One, and my addiction just came all the way back. It's the perfect game just to pass the time with. Like, so, you just...
So you do admit that it's an addiction now, because...
Yes.
Okay, we talked about this a year ago. You lied and said you weren't addicted.
Hey, listen, man.
He going there for all the sales.
I'm not even gonna queue up the intervention.
He's like, they 50 cent. I gotta spend my money.
I'm not even.
I haven't been on Steam in a while. This is all Xbox.
Oh yeah, okay.
Are you seeing it like when you close your eyes and you can like see it like the lights behind your eyelids?
Yeah, it was like that for the first couple of days. It was like that for the first couple of days because like Geometry Wars, when you play it, you just get in the zone with it. But they changed the game so much by making it 3D and then just changing some of the old modes. Like, and plus I'm competitive, so I'll just go through the leaderboards and make sure I'm number one on all my friends. Like, man. Like.
Yeah, I do that too, except when I'm not, I just remove that friend.
Yeah. By the way, I did that on Need for Speed, Xbox 360, a Need for Speed game I actually hated. The Rivals game, the one where you have to race for people. I hated that game. I like the storytelling. Like, I'm undercover, but I'm racing people for cars. I like that one. That's fun.
Yeah,
so I've had it for like a week, played it, and I just sold it. I hated it, right? My man Jamal, aka at Indifference on Twitter, he was so upset with me on the low. Like, he didn't even tell me he was mad. I just was talking to him one day and he was like, the fuck did you do to get so fast on Need for Speed? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I can't beat your ghost, man. You're number one on the leaderboard. And I keep, cause when you race in Need for Speed Rivals, you can see the ghost image of the car of your friend and like all the stuff that they did to get ahead of you. He was like, I can't fucking beat you, man. What did you do? I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I hate that game. I only played it once and I think that made him madder. But yeah, same thing with that leaderboard. Leaderboards are the devil, man.
Yeah, they are. Like, I was just going against my cousin, Monique, that is Tokusaiko on Twitter at first. I think Nerdferg on Twitter hit me up and was like, yo, man, you beat one of my scores. I got to beat you or whatever. I'm like, okay. And then he beat me. I was like, all right, cool. I just went to sleep. I woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Just sat there.
Fresh.
Looking at the screen.
I think he beat me with like 2.1 million. I beat him with like 4 million. Just in the picture, like, there you go. Done. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Just hold on to that. Yo.
You can never play it again at that point. You have to stop. No. You gotta drop the mic and just go, hey, I'm the best ever. I'm the GOAT. I'm never turning this game on again.
Right. Take a picture of your controller on the ground like a mic. like I'm done here.
Yeah. And then I always send them a link to Wikipedia. There's a link in Wikipedia. There's a link to burn centers in North America. Just you might, without comment.
Right.
Just text that shit right to him.
You playing anything else, Sterling?
Telltale Games released Game of Thrones, the first episode.
Okay.
And I don't know, yo. Like, it's good. It's a Telltale Games game, but it feels off. Because if you play all the Telltale games, like they have Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, Borderlands, all those, you feel a improvement, like, playing-wise, as you go through them. Like, you know, Wolf Among Us is better than Walking Dead, Borderlands, so-and-so. This one feels like it took a step back gameplay-wise, but it's still Game of Thrones, so it's amazing.
Now, how does that work? Are there characters I know, or is this like... Okay, so I'm taking characters I know... And am I making the same choices they made in the story? No.
What's happening is you don't play as the characters, you know. You play as a group from House Forrester, who I believe is just barely talked about in the show, but I guess they're going to be talked about more in this the upcoming season.
Okay.
And you play as 5 different characters that are all through different places. Like one character is like the lord of the house. One is the handmaiden for Marjorie, you know, Joffrey's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another one, I believe, is going to go sent to the wall, so you'll be dealing with Jon Snow. And another one, you're dealing with a dude that dealt with Theon whole time.
Okay.
So you're dealing with those characters. Like, there's a point where you have to talk to Cersei, and they really got right the fact that she's just intimidating as fuck. Like, the whole thing you're supposed to do is just make her like you. And I don't think it's possible at all. Oh, like, I feel right. like whatever I said was wrong. Like, the whole yeah. time Marjorie just looking like, nah, you fucked that up. You shouldn't have said that. Like, and Tyrion comes at the end like, nah, sorry, y'all. Like, that way you trolled her. Like, it's so good. But yeah. The gameplay, like, it just throws you off because it, when you're used to playing all of them, it definitely feels like they took a step back. Mm. But the game's still so good. You got to keep playing it. And of course, it's Game of Thrones, so.
And it won't spoil anything from Game of Thrones?
I don't know. So far, it hasn't because it's its own storyline. And right. it starts off, I believe, at season 3. Okay. So and it starts off like around then. So I believe it's going to go from season 3 all the way to the beginning of season 5, I guess it is.
Oh,
the one
wow.
that's about to come up.
Okay.
So you're working through that. Like, so right now, like, it, the game actually starts at the Red Wedding. Like, you see it from the outside looking in.
Oh, shit.
Like you're one of the squires, and you're talking, like, supposed to go get more wine for your lord and shit. And then you see, like, the dudes outside, and they're loading up crossbows and swords, and you kind of tell your homeboy, like, yo, we got to go.
Wow.
And he ain't listening, and he gets a spear through the back of the neck, and he just jet off into the woods and shit.
Okay. And, well, yeah, now so you like kind of sold me there.
How much does this game cost?
They're $5 a pop, and I believe the season pass, because it comes out episodically, mm-hmm. I believe the season pass is either 20 or 25 bucks.
But it's $5 for me to see this first part and see if I like
it. Yeah, and it's on, like, everything. Like, you can go play it on your phone if you want to.
All right. I think I got my $5 then.
Yeah, I think you just sold it to me.
Yeah, it's definitely dope. And the last thing I'm playing, like, there was other stuff I was playing before, but the Halo 5 beta came out last night, and nothing else matters anymore.
Yeah, I got my code to this morning. I haven't had a chance to play, but I got my code.
Where's the code come at?
Yeah, you have to be a Xbox Live Preview member.
Yeah,
you have
Xbox
to be on
Live what member? I'm a gold or whatever, and I got my Xbox. I got my Halo. Disc.
You're on the dashboard. Oh no, if you just have the disc, you're going to get your code on the 29th with the rest of the people. If you're in, there's a dashboard preview, so you can get stuff a little bit early. Like, you'll see a different
That's
dashboard
bullshit.
For everybody else.
I bought the disc, man.
He's like, I got the coffee. What are we talking about here?
I thought we were talking about how I'm better because I have the disc, though.
Nah, yo. Well, see, if you were in the preview, you would have still had it. We only have the beta for 2 days.
Yeah, we only have it for 2 days.
Yeah, and then we'll get
so the load test. Activate.
Yeah, it needs it because there are a lot of load times in it. And not load times, I want to say, but it takes a while to, you know, find people in the game. But so
what about Nightfall? Did you watch the show?
I watched the first episode and forgot about it, and they got mad I forgot about it.
I just felt, for the record, I just felt like Scott was standing outside of 343 Industries with the disc, like, but I bought the disc.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Excuse me, guys. I bought this disc, and I hear there's a beta.
Yeah, it's amazing because there was a lot of complaints from, like, the hardcore Halo fanboys that it's going too much in the direction of COD and everything. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't see that. I think because if you played Halo 4, you could pick the COD style controls, and you could get used to playing like that. Mm-hmm. But this game really just it does look different. It doesn't feel like the old Halo, but it still feels like Halo.
I heard
it look better than the remixed 4.
Oh no, it looks amazing.
No, but like Halo 4 remix looks great.
Mm-hmm. This makes Halo 4 look like Halo 4 did on the 360. This looks like an Xbox One title from the grip. Like,
all right, cool.
Yeah, it's.
Does it play faster?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, much faster. Like. The it takes a little bit. It feels like it takes a little bit longer to kill people in this game than the old Halos, but they'll probably end up changing that so it can all stay on beat. But everything just feels amazing. The assassinations are on point. The new moves you can do, like you can clamber where before, like, you know, you would either just jump or jump onto a next platform. If you couldn't make it, that was it. Now if you're jumping, your dude will pull himself up and can pull over things. When you start running, if you had a Titan in Destiny, you're kind of familiar with this move.
Yeah,
but when you run fast enough, you can shoulder charge. So fucking perfect to disrupt gameplay. Like, dude just bum rushes you, but it's not a one hit kill, but it's still so perfect. And the sword's back, and it looks better than ever. Like, got my first overkill last night. It just felt so right. So right. Just ran down, started slicing everybody up. Just so perfect.
Well, you gonna ask your question, Scott?
No, I was just saying that, like, I got the Halo, what do you call it, Master Chief Collection.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that I'm trying to understand is the psychology of the idea that they went and they HD'd the whole thing. They super Dolby whatever it. They got all the high def textures and it looks the way I remember it.
Right.
Then when I switched to the way it actually was, I think, damn, it looked like shit.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely with the first Halo, which is crazy because they did Halo last year, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
The Combat Evolved Anniversary. And I remember then I was like, oh, yeah, it looks different. Now it looks even better than that. And when you go over to like Halo 2 and do like the Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer, God, it just. Yeah.
But the thing that blows me away is just the psychology of it. Like retro games never feel, they never give you that same feeling of comfort that they did when you were 12. Like right, Zelda's right. The shit.
Yes.
But still, it's so simplistic when you look back on it.
Correct.
Now. And it's just disappointing. I want to get that level of engagement with a game that I had when I was 12.
You gotta move back in with your parents, man. That's the key.
That's the only opportunity.
My only problem with Halo is that I realized, like, I kind of noticed it throughout the years, but through, like, maybe the last 10 or 15 years, games have just gotten inherently easier for people. And Halo wasn't easy, like the original shooter. Yeah. If you put it on Legendary, it's not what a game is on hard mode today.
Right.
Like Call of Duty, I can go throw on Veteran and go run through that if you're, you know, good at first-person shooters. It took me 3 hours to get out the first mission on Halo Master Chief Collection. Mm-hmm. I just sat there just very frustrated and fucking elites teabagging me.
Know what it takes, really, is you need your dad to come in and make you go outside every couple hours. And then you'll get that same feeling back about how magical games are when you're only allowed to play them for 20 minutes at a time before having to go cut grass. That's the key.
Yeah,
it's what worked for me. I can't say for everybody else. All right, was that it for you,
Sterling? Yeah, I believe so.
All right,
yeah.
What about you, Scott? Man, what are you into right now?
I am on book 17 of Jack Reacher.
It's 17 books.
Yeah, man, Jack Reacher. Like, here's the thing: I saw the movie back in the day with, you know, the little tiny Jack Reacher,
mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise.
Yes.
The actual dude in the book is 6'5", 250. That's why it's so ridiculous, why people really think like the Jack Reacher movie was just the funniest damn thing. You know, it's like, I in my mind, I subtitled it Jack Reacher, the Littlest Badass. Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was watching an episode of The Hobbit. So I went and I got the book because I was like, man, this is kind of cool. Like, other than the fact that he's 5'3", it's cool. So I checked out the book and I'm hooked, and now I'm like Amazon Kindling my way. And the next I blinked and I'm on like book 17.
Oh wow.
That's my go to, you know, my bed Kindle sleep book. That's the one that falls asleep on my face.
Well, so, I am I'm a big fan. So all right, man. I know Scott's gotta get out of here, man. Man, we enjoyed it.
Yes.
Thank you for kicking it with us and welcome back anytime.
Thank you, sweetie.
Make sure anytime. You guys go to ScottHanselman.com. Follow him on Twitter at SHanselman. Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can Google for Scott.
Just Google for Scott, guys.
See if it works, man. Yeah. I've got the juice.
That's how.
It's me and Scott Toilet Tissue. Those bastards.
Keeping everybody's asses clean.
That's how you know we got big guests, man. You just put Scott in.
Yeah, because
Twitter.
Me and the toilet paper people, we're living large.
You know what? Both of y'all household names. Thank you very much.
I don't know how it happened. It's just because I've been blogging for a long time. It's not reflective of anything, but it is the kind of thing you definitely put on the back of your business card where like who the fuck are you?
Yeah, man, it's right here. Yeah, Scott Hanselman. That's dope, man. Well, yeah, y'all make sure y'all check him out, man. Scott, man, we'll holler at you next time, dude. Go take
care
of that,
sweetie.
That baby.
Thank you all very much. I remain your biggest fan.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you, sweetie.
We gotta have you on a regular show too, man. I'll email you about that.
All right, let's do it. I'll see you in a year when you email.
Yes, sir. I'll see you next time we have fun on Twitter. All right, man.
Peace.
For what I've been playing and all that stuff, let me run through that real quick. I'll just go through the stuff that no one brought up so far. Teen Titans Go. I know I said I hated that my Young Justice is gone. Mm-hmm. I'll never get that. empty hole in my heart back.
I was angry with that show at first because I was like, this is some, I was, because like I said, Teen Titans just went off. So I was like, this is some bullshit. I said, they ain't going on no missions. They ain't, I was upset.
I'll never get that back. But let me tell you something. The joy that comes in my heart when that goddamn Teen Titans come on is,
it's hilarious. It's a hilarious show.
It is like the laughter of a small child. It is so good.
Right.
It hits you right in the soul. Like, the songs and shit they do.
Right.
The jokes, like.
The songs come out of nowhere. They be doing so, all of a sudden they break out into a song and dance. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And each episode is only like 10 minutes. Which is so perfect. It's like kids got Adult Swim and they don't know it.
Right.
Yes. Like on the low, like they turned regular Cartoon Network programming into Adult Swim.
Yes, they did.
You know, like what, is there anything now that's not just, like even the 30 minute shows are like two 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Adventure Time.
Yeah. Everything is Clarence. Like all their shows. And for, and on the low, a lot of the, Cartoon Network shows actually have adult contents. Cause I don't know if anybody watches Clarence, but like Clarence's mama got a boyfriend. They be tearing up shit, you know? So, you know, it'd be like adult content happening around the children, but they show it from the children's perspective. And I be getting the relationships going on and, you know, all the adult shit's happening, but you know, kids probably don't even pay that shit no attention. So it's just hilarious. So yeah, it is Adult, Swim for children.
Yeah. It's just so good. And they actually have a lot of jokes for people that are, like kind of nerds of the Justice League and the Teen Titans.
Yes, they do.
They like, they have so many jokes in there where you're like, oh shit, did they just pick on Brother Blood? Like, oh, I can't believe they did that.
Right. And they had an episode, I don't know if you've seen this episode, but they had an episode of Robin where Robin always has those things over his eyes.
Yeah.
And they was like, well, why don't you take it off? He was like, I can't take it off. He was like, it's just too much for the world. They was like, why don't you take it off? We want to see your face. He was like, no. He was like, last time I took it off that, you know, they found out where we were and they like blew it up. And then they showed like the old Teen Titans, like the one we used to love. And they like showed a picture of them. So periodically they'll like capture old screenshots of them and then come back. And I was like, oh, yes.
Like, they had this episode where they were picking on Robin for making uncle jokes. And they started busting into an impromptu rap in the middle of it. She calls you uncle because your jokes are lame. And you far from funny. It's a crying shame. When you hear them crickets, you're the one to blame.
It's not the cool if you ask me. You're acting like a glicknorb, do you see?
It's the U to the N, the C-L-E. Uncle jokes are bad for you and me. You know them uncle jokes are just not funny. Them uncle jokes are just not funny. Them uncle jokes are just not funny.
Go tell them uncle jokes are wrong.
You heard that when he told yesterday. Oh, man, that was horrible.
Don't tell them uncle jokes are wrong.
Did you see the one where whatchamacallit played like his grandmama?
His grandma.
It was like a sassy the robot.
Oh, you was Cyborg. I can't remember the name of the song though. Yeah. I didn't even know the name of the song.
Okay. That was hilarious. Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know how I fell in love with Teen Titans Go because I hated it in the beginning. I think it was the same thing, like we just were missing Young Justice. And then I'm pretty sure you've seen it. That meatball episode happened.
Yes.
Dog. I saw it the first time I just stayed there.
Is that where they did the rap verse? No. That's Taco versus Burger. No, my. Go ahead.
You know, that's the one where, what do you call it? Raven gets the crack tooth.
Yes.
Yeah. And I watched the first time. I was like, yeah, that's kind of funny. And then, like, I saw the episode 3 times. I was like, God damn, this show was good. And then I just started questioning myself. Like, when did I start liking this?
Dog, they killed me when Cyborg was giving advice. When Cyborg was giving advice, and he was like, girl, because you know, girl, that's right, girl. It just killed me inside, and I was trying to hate. It's like I was sitting there with my arms folded, and I just started laughing so hard, and I was like, they fucking got me, man.
Hold on. I think I may have found it. I'll send it to you.
They had a meatball song on here.
I like that one.
Let me see. I didn't realize they have a YouTube page with all the songs on it.
Wow.
And all the songs are like less than 30 seconds. So it's not even like it's going to take you a long time to look at the whole list if you want to. I'm just waiting on it to load because my shit's been moving slow all day. Karen, you said you found a song too?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get to you that grandma song we were just talking about.
All right. Just maybe I should close my browser and refresh real quick. This is moving so slow. All right, let me try that. Damn it. It just started right when I closed. Son of a bitch. Hey, when it does that. How did you send it to me, Karen?
I'm sending
it in the producer chat. Yeah, oh, okay.
I'm trying to get it to come up right now.
All
right.
Now, let me see.
My shit moving slow too, so it ain't just you.
Yeah, no, I think it's because I had too many windows open earlier. She gonna eat it. She gonna eat it. She's gonna eat it. Eat it. She's gonna eat it. She's gonna eat it. Meatball. Meatball. One mystery meatball coming up.
Ooh, this looks delicious.
Oh, wait, hold up. I gotta play my other song, Boys. That was so good. When I say I want, you say pie. I want pie. No, not pie. I mean, pie is my shit. Dexter would love that video. I need to send it to him.
Right.
But it's Boys is what I wanted to play. All right, and then I'll do Boys, 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 Boys. Boys, Boys.
Boys in your face.
It's so stupid that it's good. Y'all have
ain't
to click
it dumb?
On. I put it in the chat so you guys can click on it yourselves, but it's like it's so adorable. It's like a fucking it's almost like a what do you call it? Like a it's so adorable. It's almost like when you see like an anime or something where the character's just too cute and that's why you end up liking it because it's just a cute mm-hmm. character. It feels like that. I just can't hate the show, man. And I tried.
I tried.
I tried hard too. I was like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know the chat because I told everybody to watch Young Justice. And everybody was like, you know, they was late to the party on that one. But I think they finally watched it. And then right when they loved it, they were like, what happened to the show, Rod? And I'm like, yeah, it got canceled because you assholes wouldn't watch it when I told you to.
Correct. Watched it when it came on Netflix 2 years later. Like, fuck y'all.
Right.
Man.
And I was like, I'm boycotting fucking the Teen Titans Go. I hope it fails. And I'll take it back. I wanted to succeed.
Too bad your grandma's not here, Cyborg. Because we can sure use the backup.
Man, if she were here, she'd be like, honey, you don't want to make grandmama mad. Uh-uh. No, you do not.
That is the funny voice. I did not know you could do the funny voice.
Oh, you have done it now. Grandmama's going to give you a whooping for that. That's right. You go on now. Go on, honey. Look both ways before you cross the street. I guess I knocked some sense into her.
Too bad you can't really knock some sense into a person.
Oh, child, sure you can. No sense? Then wah, sense. All right, who wants some?
Nope, I'm good.
No, thank you, the grandma.
You said there's a song too, Karen?
Right, yeah, that's actually a clip. But I thought it was something. But yeah, that is actually a song that they sing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I had the playlist of all the songs up a second ago.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find Girls, Stakeout, Raven Was Wrong.
Yeah, because I don't remember the actual name of the song.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, man. Well, we'll play it next time we do it. Yeah, because
I have to go find it.
Yeah, I don't want to leave people. People probably getting pissed off as is. But yeah,
no problem.
That's my show. So fuck y'all if y'all don't like it. So what else have I been watching? Oh, The Librarians. And Karen and I have been watching Naruto Shippuden. On Hulu, they actually have the dubs.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know you could pick dub or sub on a lot of anime on Hulu.
Yes.
And they have way further than the disc. The disc are only at, like, episode 120-something. We're already on, like, season, like, what is it, 4 or 5 or some shit?
Yeah, we're on, like, 170. And the thing about it is that Netflix has it, but it's all subbed. And I'm like, no, I know people are purists, but I'm like, fuck it, I want the English version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too lazy for all that.
Right. And to me, I've seen that version. And when you hear the, for me, my personal preference, when you hear the English version, you actually get better context of what's happening to me, because we seen it subbed and then went back and seen it dubbed. And I was like, oh, so his rapping was terrible. But when you see the subbed, you're like, you're reading it and you hear it in the original voice, but you don't get how bad certain things are, how funny certain things are supposed to be, mm-hmm. because it's not in your native tongue. This is just from my perspective. So for me, I prefer that version. And like Roger said, he went in and clicked on it, and I was like, oh shit, they got subbed and dubbed. I was like, this is what's up. So we've been zooming through those. I've been having myself a blast.
Yes. It's actually difficult to go back, is my problem.
Right.
Once I've experienced all this shit in dub, I can't go back to just subtitles anymore. So
there are some I will watch in that, but not Naruto.
Yeah, not to mention I end up hating the voices of the original characters in Japanese.
I always end up doing that if I like the American voices, I always end up being like, Spike wouldn't talk like that. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
all right. Let's see what else I got here. I've just been playing Destiny, guys. I'm stuck in it. I'm never going to stop playing this game.
Yeah.
I bought other games expecting the fact that I spent money to make me play those games. And no.
And it hasn't. And Chris Spence said he's been trying to get you to move off of that game for months.
Yeah. I just turned Destiny back on. That's what I'm into right now.
Yeah. I stopped for a month in, I want to say October, to go play Shadow of Mordor. And that game was fun. And then one day I was like, let me just go put in Destiny real quick.
Yeah.
It's been hazy after that.
Dude, yeah. I don't even look up how to do things. Like, I like figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I figured out the get Ascendant Shards. I had to do the player event. Like, I went to a website that tracked
red. Yeah, the public events. The public we events. All do it.
Yep. Just so I could, I was feeling so bad for that.
Oh, it'd be the worst when they tell you the event's coming and it never comes. You just be waiting there, like,
oh, that's the worst.
Fuck yeah! Why is sky getting dark right now? Like,
you be sitting there looking at other dudes that sitting there by themselves waiting too.
We all know we're waiting. Shit.
Yeah, you're like you read the same site, huh? But yeah, so I love Destiny. No apologies. No,
yeah, the new DLC is so damn fun.
Oh man, the new quest, the Iron Crota, whatever it is.
Yeah, the new raid. Oh my, it's different. I like it.
Yeah,
it's much easier than the old raid, but harder because just the enemies are more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and plus you can level up higher now. Like I'm on level 31 now, just happy as hell.
Oh, 31. Oh yes, I love it.
Yeah, because you got to get the you have to get the raid gear to be able to max out the 32. But at least the good thing is now they actually have it where if you go to the tower, you can get to 31 through that gear.
Right.
Before you could only get to like level 27 or some shit. And you had to go get the raid gear to like get to level 30. Now it's perfect. And plus, like, I think Phenom put me onto it. They have this website called like Destiny, like LFG. And you can just find groups of people that need somebody to join. So I don't have to like work to find a group for the raid anymore. I'm just like, yo, like, invite me. I'm a level 31 warlock. I want to fuck shit up. You start getting like a bunch of invites on your Xbox. Like, you want to join? Just go do the raid with them. Of course, you do it in like 30 minutes or something because everybody knows how to do it now. It's so dope.
Yeah, I'm in. And then I went and saw Interstellar and Big Hero 6. They were great.
I didn't see Interstellar, Big Hero 6. Yes.
Yeah, so those are some kind of nerdier properties. I saw other movies, but they weren't nerd shit, so I'm not going to bring those up. And as for what I've been reading, I hope you guys are having a seat because I've been reading everything. Okay,
yes,
guys.
He has.
I'm going to try not to go into too much detail, but I'll just go through what I'm going to be reading. All new Captain America. I like it. Someone said they didn't like it because he's a dick. And that's because they didn't explain the Axis thing is going on right now in Marvel, where all the bad guys and good guys basically got switched. Their morals got switched.
Mm.
By a hex that Scarlet Witch did and Doctor Doom, Doom did, like all these people did it at the same time, and everybody that was there at this big ass fighting the Red Skull had taken over Charles Xavier's brain basically, so everybody that was there got switched from good to evil and evil to good. So now you got like Carnage saving people, you got like it's good, like it's so good. But at the end of the day, now everybody's fighting each other. It's basically Avengers versus X-Men. The mutants want to take over the Earth.
Okay.
They're sick of getting shit. And the fight, like the actual Avengers versus X-Men Axis stories, take it or leave it. I think the writing's pretty bad. They do that thing where everybody is clever. And mm-hmm. I don't like when you do that, because it doesn't make sense that fucking like Crusher Krill would show up, drop a quip, and then like Dr. Doom makes a reference to MySpace as a joke or so. You're like, that's not how these characters should be talking. So I don't like that series, but I do like the effect it has on some of the other joints. Like Captain America and the Avengers is dope because they evil. Like they basically, like they be talking about shit. Like in one of them, they were just like, Steve Rogers realizes that we're about to try to do so-and-so, and, you know, he's old, he lost his powers now. So it's like, he's in the way, and there's really, we're really going to have to take him down. And then you'll just see, like, somebody be like Thor would be like, well, let's see how it goes down when he's dead. You're just like, damn, these niggas going to kill people. Like, y'all supposed to be good, man. Like, some part of you needs to still be good, but they be trying to kill people. It's good. Let me see what else. Amazing Spider-Man. I've been reading that. I gotta tell you guys, I hate to say it, it's fucking terrible. Superior Spider-Man was so good, and they have totally killed the Spider-Man franchise. It's really bad what they did to it. Like, yeah, man. It's like, and you guys know how I feel about Superior Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man. They were like that was my jam, and they fucked it all up, man. Like, they're doing this Spider-Verse thing that's like a crossover where like all the different spider versions of Spider-Man, like it's a woman Spider-Man, it's Spider-Man as a pig, okay. It's Spider-Man, but they don't go into detail with any of them. Like even Ben Reilly was alive, clone Spider-Man was alive. I was so mad at this book because it felt like they just kept throwing Spider-Man at you to distract from the fact that they don't really have a fucking story. And every Spider-Man, every version of Spider-Man is alive. Even Superior Spider-Man is still alive somehow. I don't.
Wow.
I was so mad, man. Like, and I've been reading it just to trudge through it because I'm like, maybe it'll get good again. But it's like 11 episodes deep, and it's not getting good, man. It's real big letdown, man. Marvel totally fucked up the momentum from Superior Spider-Man, and people have been trying to like convince me on Twitter and shit. Like, nah, it's good. You just have to think about it like this, like. No, Superior Spider-Man was good. It wasn't, no, you had to think of it. Like, it was just fucking better. Yeah. This shit is terrible, bruh. Oh, man. What else I've been reading? Aquaman's been good. Yep, I'm shocked as you are. Batman Eternal, probably the best DC book going right now. It's basically just all the different Bat people stories put together into these big, like, weekly. It's like a weekly comic, and the story is so big. Like, you know, they can have like a fight going on four different levels, like of Gotham, like at the same time with 18 different characters. And it's easy to follow. It's really well done book. If you're looking for one book just to get back into Batman stuff, start with Batman Eternal, cause it won't bug you out too much. What else? Deadpool, that's all right. Funny as shit still. Oh, I started reading this book called Lumberjanes off of direction somebody on Twitter. It's kind of cute. It's basically like some Powerpuff Girls almost type shit.
Ooh.
It's these little girls that went to like Girl Scout camp for the summer, and basically they are they go out on adventures every day. And the girls are funny as shit, and the adventures are always wacky, but it's kind of like a cute, nobody's gonna die type thing, which is fun, you know? I just got started with that, but it's pretty cool. The Magneto book? Nigga, read that shit! Magneto, that's it!
Just make it a word.
Nigga, he's so ruthless. Oh, it's so good. Like, it just starts off, it's like X-Men First Class when Magneto was like, I'm gonna just kill these people that killed the Jews. It feels like that. Like every episode is just him righting a wrong. Like it's somebody that fucked up with mutants today, and his powers aren't what they used to be. So he actually like, it actually makes him better. Like, his, like, to me, I always thought I couldn't relate to his character because his power, he was too powerful. You know, it used to be like his plot used to be like, you know, first of all, I'm secretly behind everything against the X-Men. I used to hate those because he's not really that kind of a schemer. Mm-hmm. But they would make, you know, they would always do that. Like, so when so-and-so attacked, it was really Magneto. Well, what they did was his powers have been like artificially like weakened. So mm-hmm. he can now only do stuff like, pick up metal objects in his vicinity and like hurl them at you. But like the days of taking, the poles of the earth and shifting them or ripping a sentinel and throwing it to the moon, like that shit's done.
Okay.
Like no asteroid M type shit. There's no like superpower like way to get out of shit. He could just do like basic shit, right? But mm-hmm. think about this. A motherfucker that can control all the metal in the room is still the baddest motherfucker in the game. Yep.
That's
yes.
what I'm about to say. Like
so he be fucking people up, man. Like and like he tortures his shit out of people, man. He'll be like, so you're the guys behind the serum that you had to kill mutants to get the serum. It's like, yeah, we created mutant enhancing powers or something. They'll be like, he's like, okay, take me to the room where it's at. Nah, I'm not gonna take you to shit. And he'll take like a paperclip, slide it into your skin, and just be like, nah, I can move this all the way up to your heart, or we can just do this the easy way. And that's, and I'll be like, yo, he's so ruthless. Oh, he's so ruthless, and he know it. Like he gave somebody a speech one time when they was like, man, can't you just forgive? And he was like I envy you because you still had a capacity to forgive. I don't no more.
Oh, I can't. Damn.
Yeah, I can't help myself. I have to fuck these people up. So I'm about to fuck these people up. You can stay or leave. Like he's so good. What else? What is it? I don't think it's called Miss Marvel. Oh no, yeah, Miss Marvel. It's good. It's cute. It's about the girl who's she's an Inhuman. She got powers. Through that Terrigen crowd, cloud or whatever that's going around the earth in Marvel right now. And, she, basically decided that her role model was Captain Marvel, the Carol Danvers. So she became Miss Marvel and she just lives in New Jersey and fights crime. It's more of a cute story than anything. It's a really cool origin story. She's Muslim. She's a girl. Yeah, you know, it's just
did
one of the
people have issues with that.
Of course they did at the time. But okay. Fuck those people.
Yeah, but I think issue one, just mm-hmm. because all the issues people had were like, no, I'm grabbing this shit.
Yeah, but it's really well done, and it's cute, it's fun. Her name's Camilla Khan, and yeah, you know, if you want a cute story to read, and like, and it doesn't cross over too much into other Marvel shit, but when it does, it's always fun. Like, she met Wolverine in one, she got the fight with Spider-Man in his comic book. And she's a nerd, so she's always geeking out because she looks up to these people as, aww. You know, so like, you know, it's so like when she's meeting Wolverine, like she's as blown away as you are when you're reading the book. So, that's dope. Of course, Storm, Karen, you're reading Summer Storm, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Good, but they changed the art direction after like two books and I don't like the new art. It don't look right.
Is it one of them things, like with the other one, they don't know how to draw black people?
I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions, but it feels that way.
Okay, yeah, because honestly, everybody don't know how to draw black folks. We got, like, distinctive features.
Man, it's one where they draw her, she look like an ant. Like, her head looks like the shape of an ant. And I was so mad, I almost didn't finish the book. I was like, who fucking thought this was okay to put out this month? But, yeah, so, but I like the Storm book because I want to support a black woman and book, and then she's also really good in it. Also, I've been reading Elektra, man. Walking Dead, great. Not gonna spoil anything for you guys.
Still, oh yeah, I'm great. Behind in that one, but yes,
the new Thor is interesting. The female Thor,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Didn't really like grab me.
Okay.
And of course, I like both Uncanny X-Men, and then they're doing some weird thing with the X-Men comic where it's all women in it, but they're not talking about why. But only women on the team. I mean, it's dope.
Yeah.
It's like Storm leads the team, but everybody on the team is a woman, dog. Like, Jubilee's a vampire. Like, it's a bunch of shit going on, but it's like nobody talking about, like, where are the dudes? Like, I don't know if they mean to do it like this or if it's like something happened and I missed it. Like, all the dudes got sent off the team somehow, but it's a cool concept. Like, they went to space and shit. They do a lot of shit, but I don't know. I guess it's going to come up at some point. Somebody going to bring up that there's no dudes on the team, but whatever. It's working for me. And, of course, the last book I'm reading, and this one, seriously, can't recommend highly enough, Rat Queens.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's, I'm not even joking, dog. It's up there with Saga.
Oh, shit.
Straight up. Like, I read Rat Queens, and I be laughing out loud in public. Like, I'll be at lunch reading that shit, and I'll be like, oh, shit. I mean, like, it's that good. It's only 8 episodes in. So if you want to catch up on Rat Queens, man, I suggest you guys do it. This is the book where the illustrator got accused of domestic violence or something, or arrested for it.
Right, we covered that.
So they had to take him off the book because they got that integrity. And they was like, we'll find somebody else to draw it if we have to, but you can't have a book that's this positive about women and stand for all this shit and then be like, and then he beats bitches once in a while, but don't pay attention to that.
Just
so,
like, nope.
Rat Queens, man. If you can take away one suggestion from today, Rat Queens. All right. Let's get into this, these stories, man. It's not a lot of stories, like I said, so we'll probably run through them pretty fast. Xbox One early adopters got the game Limbo for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you gotta get that day one, y'all.
Yep. I got it twice. I gave away the code, I think, a couple days ago because I didn't even notice it.
Mm-hmm. Membership has its privileges, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even played it. I just got that shit.
Yeah, I'm not playing it. I tried. It's scary as shit sometimes. I'm not fucking with it.
Yeah, you're like a little kid in the dark and shit.
Yeah, it puts me back there. Like, I don't want to be there. Like, the first thing you had to fight is a big-ass spider. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Got other shit I can play.
Xbox One outsold PlayStation, everybody on Black Friday sales.
Mm-hmm. I believe they were number one in the NPD overall in November.
Mm-hmm. They were. I'm not saying we called it.
But we called it.
But I told y'all niggas. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's funny is, we'll see. This is my next prediction. Right now, people are like, yeah, but it's because they took the Kinect off and they saved money and blah, blah. Cool. I get it. My next prediction is them fucking Kinects about to start selling like hotcakes after about 6 months when people realize this shit is not as fun without me being able to do all the shit I see in them commercials.
Right.
Yeah, it has to happen. Every time I'm in an Xbox Live party, if I say, like, Xbox going so-and-so, anybody doesn't have to think, they have to say something because they're like, man, I ain't got one. Like, I wish I had one. Like, you should have bought it. Like,
yeah, trying to save that $100.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you, bro.
Yeah, if you're going to buy one, go ahead and buy a bundle together. Because it was designed to do that. Like, it was not designed to be a separate entity. So you're going to end up spending the money now or spending the money later.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, somebody was like, yeah, but they're just going off of receipts or some shit. I was like, yeah, but I mean, wouldn't that be the best way to calculate
what was sold? The shit sold, right?
You don't want to go off shipped. You want to go off sold.
Yeah. Like, to me, you just told me it's the most accurate number, but maybe I'm tripping.
I mean, why you want to go off who bought what? That doesn't even make sense.
Besides, we was accepting these numbers when it was Sony winning. Mm-hmm. Why you on my Facebook page now, Matt? I don't understand.
We're upset, and it's just been 1 month.
By the way, whenever I post something like PlayStation sells the most games in November, no comments, no likes, no nothing. Anytime it's like, and Xbox did something better than Sony. Man, see, you biased as shit, dog. I'm like, you didn't even read the other article. Why are you mad now?
Right.
That shit happened to me. I had a person leave a review on my show that said we're biased and we're anti-Sony and never talk about it. When the first thing we talk about every fucking episode is Sony.
Right. Like,
Niggas just they, if it's there, they don't even care about it. But as soon as you say something about the other system, they got to talk about it. I don't get it. It's dude, like the Android iPhone thing.
A dude hit me on Twitter the other day. Was like, I know you want PlayStation to fail, but did you see this? And I was like, when did you? What? I've never said that. Why would you even say I want them to fail? I've actually went more crazy than Chris. I was like, I want PlayStation to do as much damage to Microsoft as they can do.
Mm-hmm. Because it benefits both consoles.
Yeah, the crazier it gets, the better it is for my ass and my Xbox One. Because
everybody's sales.
Yeah, these digital sales and shit, man. Matter of fact, let me do this story next. Xbox Live gave away $584 worth of games in 2014.
Mm-hmm. And I'm suspecting they'll do more because if I'm not mistaken, I think Sony did somewhere around like 1,500 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know they're going to end up ramping it up because every time they do the games for gold every month, everybody complains like it's not enough.
Yep.
You can see like there's like 6 games coming from Sony. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling once there's more Xbox One games, we're going to start seeing them, and especially with games with gold, because I think one of the February games with gold is a brand new indie game called iDarb. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be this next move. We'll start giving you them indies out of nowhere.
Exactly, dog. And like, the thing is, people are like, well, it's only $584 for 2014. PlayStation did $1,300. Yeah, here's the thing. First of all, I'm glad you brought that up. I hope Xbox is listening, and I hope they feel insecure about that.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, they only did it for half a year. Like, PlayStation did it the whole year. Xbox Live started giving away games in, like, March or some shit. Not to mention PlayStation Plus gives away games for the Vita and shit like that.
Yep.
Xbox only got the Xbox One, Xbox 360. So, you know, they don't have as many consoles to give away shit on.
Platforms.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't care. I hope y'all aren't satisfied and I hope you keep getting me free shit. So.
Right. Because shit like this is how the consoles end up dropping, the prices of the games end up dropping, the digital content end up dropping. Like, I'm cool with Sony starting, like, their internal, like, gaming trading thing, because that means Xbox is going to do it, too. If Xbox do it first, PlayStation benefits. Like, the competition is not a bad thing, guys.
Yeah, I love it.
Me, too, because consumers win.
34 games were offered for free in 2014. For those with $60 Xbox Live Gold membership, which may be considered, may have long considered a standard if hidden cost of an owner owning a 360. There's no way to access multiplayer without it after all, but still, the free games range from the $9.99 titles like Halo Spartan to Darksiders 2, which is currently listed for $40 on Xbox Live Marketplace. So, it's some pretty, like I said, it's pretty cool shit, man. And they went through like the list of everything they gave away this year, and they counted like some of the sales and stuff for 360, but for if you had an Xbox One, they didn't start giving away things till June.
Yeah, it took a long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were doing it in June, it was normally just one game, not two, like on 360.
Yep. True. So wait till we get to next year, bro, because it's gonna be, you know, both of, it's gonna be a fair fight then. Like, it won't be 6 months to a year. We're gonna see who gives away the most, and as long as they feel pressed to do it, I will take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, when they announced that IDAR was coming free, because I saw that back on E3, I was like, that's a dope idea, and now just to give that game away for free on this drill.
Oh shit, hold on. Why did this commercial start playing?
Oh, that shit just started rolling in the background.
Yeah, I just clicked, like, I've seen this ad before. I mean, I've seen this article before, but that ad didn't play last time. Go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, I was just saying, like, just to see, like, IDARB, I believe, got announced at E3 because I remember talking about it then. And they're dropping that when it comes out, like, in February for free. Like, mm-hmm. to see that happening, I was going to be so dope.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm so in love with this. Thank you, Angry Nerds. Also, more news that we were right about. Digital sales topped $1 billion in the U.S. due to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
People is staying home and they buying them digital games.
Right, because nobody want to take their ass out there, deal with the crowds. Nobody want to have to pay for it online and wait for it to get shipped to your ass. Like, people are about convenience. And I know that, generation of gamers have changed, and a lot of generations don't really care about owning. I think a lot of people are into the owning. Like, I think that's why a lot of people say want the physical copy, because like, if I got the physical copy, I own it. You know, they feel like I own it. I have a physical copy. But you're talking to the generation now that downloads music and all this shit. They don't give a fuck about having physical items. And so I'm of that generation, and I'm like, I don't feel like going to Best Buy. I don't want to deal with Toys R Us. I don't want to have to wait for it to ship. I want to, here's my credit card. Okay, press the button, start downloading. And don't they have where you can actually start playing before it actually completely gets downloaded?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a win-win, and people are lazy. So you're actually catering to the people that don't want to do that.
Yep.
And they spend a lot of money to be lazy.
I got a bunch of physical games right now from GameFly. I don't play them shits because that means I gotta put them in my console.
Right, and you gotta move.
Yeah, that's work. I'm laid back, sitting up in a chair, like my feet up, playing Halo or Destiny. I'm good. I don't have to put anything else. I'm not playing the crew right now. Fuck that.
Right.
So they sold $1 billion worth of games digitally this year. Thanksgiving period saw revenue jump 23% from last year.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. This Christmas hadn't even happened when they put this out.
Right.
What this gonna look like at the end of the year. But for everybody that was like, people don't want digital games, you look like you're wrong.
Yeah. Right. That they're gonna have a sale December 26th, and that's just gonna be crazy.
You know it is. I'm gonna be racking up. I'm gonna have to go get that hard drive.
Yep.
Scott was talking about. Sci-fi says they're developing a Superman prequel series called Krypton.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm happy it's on Sci-Fi because they'll probably let it like run its course.
Mm-hmm.
Like where Constantine is finally getting good, and they cut that shit at 13 episodes. Like I want to see them like at least get this a full season.
And the thing with Krypton is, the thing with Sci-Fi is they took that Legion trash movie and made a awesome fucking TV show. So if they can do it with that bullshit, I know they can do it with Krypton. So
yep.
But yeah, I'm into Krypton, man. Like, I'll watch anything, give anything a chance, you know. Someone asked earlier, what are we going to use the Christmas time to catch up on? Constantine and, The 100 for you that was wondering. The 100 is based.
It's so good this year.
Yeah. Roger said it's for good. For me, it's going to be, Sleepy Hollow, because I'm still in season one of Sleepy Hollow. Mm. So for me, it's going to be, that's what I'm going to really catch up on, because I'm still in the first season of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Legend of Korra during the Christmas
time. Yeah, I need to catch up on that too.
But yeah, it's,
I'm still pissed they took it off of Cartoon Network. I'm sorry. I mean Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I'll be catching up on that shit. And that's a good use for this downtime. Anyway, Sony had a leak, and you may have heard about it. I'm not very concerned, but. The main things I took from the leak, other than them being racist, is that they don't know what the fuck they doing with Spider-Man.
Nope.
Right.
Didn't realize it was this bad. It got that bad over there, man. I thought it was going to be a lot more laid back, but apparently they were panicking over the blogs and the reviews about it way more than they let on.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Like, I liked Amazing Spider-Man 2, but they were saying shit like, they would have got rid of
he could act his ass off.
They would have got rid of Andrew Garfield, man. They were willing to do that. They wanted to put him in a Civil War movie. Now keep in mind, none of this is shit that Marvel agreed to.
Nope.
Because they don't need, like, they actually don't need Spider-Man.
Mm-mm.
They don't anymore. They'll probably end up getting them for like $5 in the pack of Newports, the way Sony going in like 2020. But if they never have him in a Marvel movie, it doesn't matter.
Right. And they wanted to put him like a cameo in the Civil War. It's going to be like comical and shit like that. Who knows what they would have done. I know Marvel would have probably done it well and made it cool. But, you know, at this point, knowing how fucked up everything is at Sony, like, it's probably best they don't even mix franchises. Like,
right.
Keep your shit away from our Marvel, because you don't know what you're doing. And it sounds like all those fucking rumors are true. You know, we were going to do an Aunt May prequel, and we were going to do... Yeah, so that's terrible.
The next Spider-Man, Aunt May. What, nigga? What is we doing here, bitch?
Yeah. And then people were like, there's another rumor that if Marvel did get the Spider-Man back, the property, mm-hmm. if they wouldn't use Andrew Garfield. And everybody was like, no, that you can't do that. He's a great Spider-Man. I'm like, first of all, you niggas hated him.
Yeah, he complained for like 2 years.
Yeah. Now that he might get taken off, now y'all love him. Okay. But I was just like, but I trust Marvel. So
right, and they would want to start fresh. They're like, because if they bring him over, everything that is associated with him is gonna come over. They're like, fuck that, we're gonna start this afresh.
And I love Andrew Garfield, man. I think he's done a great job, but shit, if Marvel say you gotta go, man.
Yeah. Like, I can see it possibly happening, like them getting Spider-Man and putting him in Phase 4. If it doesn't happen, it's not going to hurt Marvel. And if they do, it's going to be dope.
Yeah, I agree, man. Pandora, Vivo, and more launch on Xbox One. So we got more new apps for Xbox One. Mm-hmm. It got Pandora, Vivo, Bravo Now, Telemundo Now, and Popcorn Flicks. They also had gotten earlier, you know, Twitch, Red X, Stars Play, HBO Go, Crunchyroll, like, just, you know, we had talked about these, like, I want to say a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even a year ago, 6 months ago.
Right.
And it felt like it took forever for us to get Crunchyroll, but it's there now. So.
Yeah, it felt like it took forever for HBO Go.
Oh.
Like, a lot of people that were holding on to their 360s just to get that shit.
Mm-hmm. So, no reason to turn off. 360 back on ever.
Nope. I still haven't unpacked it since we moved. I don't care about it.
Yeah, I'm good, man. That's the projects.
Yeah, I'm not going to pack it. I used to go download the free games. I'm like, come on, I'm never going to go back there. I can right. stop.
Yeah, that's what I was doing too. And then I was like, why do I care?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm never going to pick that controller up. Like, what the fuck?
Ew, I had to touch you. Microsoft is giving away Halo 3 ODST because they fucked up some of the glitches and errors in the Master Chief Collection and the technical woes. So this kind of goes back to AJ's email originally. I'm not a hardliner one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I take the good where I can get it. And if the good means I get some free shit because y'all fucked up, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, 343, like that. I saw that and I was really shocked by it because I was just expecting, you know, I'm sorry, basically, for fucking up the online play and having to push back the Halo Championship Series and stuff like that. But giving us the whole Halo ODST story, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about that money. Because, like, yeah, we gave you this shit for free, but y'all gonna buy other shit. You're gonna upgrade. You're gonna purchase the in game shit. So we're gonna get our money back.
The other thing, too, is I'm not an angry gamer. So,
all right, that's the big difference.
I don't have that thing in me. Like when Arkham City was fucked up, I was like, okay, so it's fucked up. You know, like, so basically, I just have to restart the game if it fucks up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the same thing, like, especially when you know a little bit about, like, how some software works. Like, with Halo, like, I understood what happened. I'm like, okay. I can't fix it. I know they can't fix it right away.
Right.
I'm just going to play something else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get mad about it. Like, shit happens, you know what I mean? And what they really did do something unprecedented with Halo Master Chief Collection, because every game, while it's updated when you play the story, the online is the original game. So you don't have one multiplayer game on a disc. You have four different games, and they're now playing on a brand new console with the cloud, the Azure cloud. Like, that shit is kind of different to see coming out of nowhere, you know what I mean? So when it happened, I'm like, yeah, it kind of makes sense they fucked that up, you know what I mean? It's like when the iPhone first came out, like, you had issues with it. They'll get it right and I'll be happy.
Yep. And I'm also with the new patch shit. Unlike before, when I got a bad game, I would panic and be mad and be like, fuck, what am I gonna do?
Yep.
Now I'll just go. They'll probably fix that in them.
Yeah, like they put out a 7 gig patch for Assassin's Creed Unity a couple days ago. I didn't even see that shit download. It was just there.
And like with the multitasking, even if I get it takes 15 minutes, I just go, all right, Xbox, watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but like I said, I'm not that uptight about that shit, but still, you're getting free ODST. You're welcome. Since we fucked up, here's a free game.
Yep, even with Assassin's Creed, they gave away free DLC, and if you bought the season pass, they gave you a free game.
Yep.
They were like, just take Far Cry if you want it.
Amazing. Let's see what else. Michelle McLaren will direct Wonder Woman. So you have a female director directing the first really female superhero movie, which is dope. Or at least the first female superhero movie that of this new batch. Of course, we've had Elektra, we've had some other shit, but you know, I have high hopes for it. Gal Gadot will still be the star, the actress. We'll see what she really looks like in Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. And what else was I going to say about this? Oh, a lot of people were running around saying this is the first ever female directed hero, comic book movie. No, it's not. The Punisher Warzone.
I remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was very violent.
Yeah. I actually brought that up on Twitter, and, the director started following me on Twitter and was like, thank you. I was like, yeah, I got your back, man. That was fucked up. Like, it, like, cause everybody was just using that title on their articles, like, first ever. And I was like, wait a minute.
Do your research.
Yeah. You can't just erase, you just can't, Lexi Alexander's contributions.
Yeah, so. Punisher Warzone was my shit. Everybody was dying.
Yes. Man, what? She did that movie perfect. I'm sorry. If you don't like that movie, you just don't like The Punisher and you don't read those comics.
Correct.
That's the closest we ever gonna get, man. When he shot them fucking parkouring niggas with a rocket.
That was everything.
That dark humor, man. Mm-hmm. Kristen Ritter will star as Jessica Jones. You might know her if you watch Breaking Bad. She was the girlfriend who died. Kind of nerdy looking goth chick.
Yeah.
But you know, that's cool. It's Marvel, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Marvel's doing it. I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it. Like, all right. Okay.
So, like, I'm just ready for these TV shows to start on Netflix. Let's do it.
That's my biggest issue. Like, they keep talking about, like, oh, here's a new clip, like, new screens from Daredevil. Like, yeah, but when's it coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Eat that right now.
Suicide Squad got their cast introduced. And I'm actually surprised that they were able to keep this secret as long as they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, like, announced it all at once. Like, DC's been kind of terrible with rumor control. But it says they got Will Smith as, I think, is he playing the Deadshot? Or,
yeah, he's doing Deadshot, I believe.
The Joker is going to be Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy. Who's Tom Hardy going to be?
Right.
Rick Flagg. Leader of Suicide Squad. And Viola Davis is rumored to be taking Amanda Waller's spot. So I would love to see that.
Yeah, I still don't believe that's happening because it feels like it's too good to be true. Yeah. Like, that's the exact person I wanted to be Waller.
Yeah. The rumor was her, Octavia Spencer, or Oprah Winfrey. By the way, I'd be fine with two out of three of those.
Mm-hmm.
The Oprah joy is a size.
Like, it really is.
Don't do this.
Mm-mm.
Like, don't do this, Hollywood. Come on, man. For real. Like, no offense to Oprah, but come on, man.
Yeah, no.
I saw them.
Everybody's like, it's Oprah. Like, yeah, but it's Oprah, though.
Yeah,
like,
right.
She probably ain't never read a comic book in her life. And then the last story before we get out of here. A man uses his mind to control his two new robot arms.
Hmm. Yes, I saw that. That's so dope.
Now, how long before the robot arms control him, though?
Oh, Lord.
Because this is how it start. Like, this is
the beginning of Terminator.
First, we let them have access to our brains, thinking it only works one way. Next thing you know, you wake up choking your damn wife to death. And nobody's going to believe you that your robot arms did it on their own. It's like a horror movie or some shit. They reassigned existing nerves to make it possible for people who have had upper arm amputations to control their prosthetic devices by merely thinking about the action they want to perform. I mean, it's definitely a step forward for technology, but when they become sentient, remember where you heard it first. Just telling y'all now, robot arms sounds great, but when your neck is in the grasp of a robot arm, you're gonna be like, Rod was right. Shit was not smart at all. Why didn't we see this coming? All right, man. Make sure you check out Sterling Gaming and Then Some. podcast at gatspod.com, at gatspod on Twitter as well, and at the Wound God on Twitter. Scott Hanselman, I gave his stuff earlier, but it's scotthanselman.com, at shanselman on Twitter, and just Google Scott because he's like one of the top responses, which is crazy
cool.
And we'll be back with another Nerd Off soon, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't see any questions in the chat, so all right, we're out of here. Till next time, peace.